A student said, "I'm reading too much Hemingway. I'm afraid I'm beginning to sound like him." That's not so bad. It's a lot better to sound like Ernest Hemingway than like Aunt Bethune, who thinks Hallmark greeting cards contain the best poetry in America. We always worry that we're sounding like someone else, that we don't have our own style. Don't worry. Writing is a communal art. Contrary to popular belief, a writer is not Prometheus alone on a hill full of fire. We are very arrogant to think we alone have a totally original mind. We are carried on the backs of all the writers who came before us. We live in the present with all the history, ideas, and soda pop of this time. It all gets mixed up in our writing. Writers are great lovers. They fall in love with other writers. That's how they learn to write. They take on a writer, read everything by him or her, read it over again until they understand how the writer moves, pauses, and sees. That's what being a lover is. Stepping out of yourself, stepping into someone else's skin. Your ability to love another's writing means those capabilities are awakened in you. It will only make you bigger. It won't make you a copycat. The parts of another's writing that are natural to you will become you. And you will use some of those moves when you write. Great lovers realize that they are what they are in love with. That is what happened to Allen Ginsberg when he wanted to write so that Jack Kerouac could understand him. Being in love with Jack Kerouac, he discovered that he was Jack Kerouac. That's something love knows. You are Ernest Hemingway on a safari when you read Green Hills of Africa. And then you are Jane Austen looking at Regency's women, and then Gertrude Stein doing her own cubism in words, and then you are Larry McMurtry in Texas walking to the pool hall in a dusty town. So, writing is not just writing. It's having a relationship with other writers.